Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute. Oh, my God. I will not even tell you what he was saying. He is so enraged. Some of the words I've never even heard of. I didn't know that that language had that kind of depth and certainly that kind of disgust in it. He is pissed. But we don't have time for it. I'm sorry. We've got to get on with the very, very end of this year. With Rantcast 112, entitled Goodbye, Good Riddance, 2022. I mean, to give you an idea just how I find how disgusting this year was, I'm wearing sweatpants. I rarely wear sweatpants. Well, I mean, I do when I'm kind of wandering around the apartment here, but when I'm doing this, I actually kind of pretend I'm performing it. So I put on pants. I'm wearing, I am not doing that. This year does not deserve an ending with pants. Okay? It's disgusting. This year was just horrific. And not just simply because I lost my mother this year. In a way, I'm kind of glad she doesn't have to deal with 2023 because she would be beyond, I think, enraged with probably what is coming down the pike now. But she had always said that in her interesting kind of way of trying to get us to do things, my friends and I, because we would have the constant argument. She would say, nothing is going to change. Nothing. Do whatever you want. It's not going to change. It's the way it is. I mean, her cynicism went way beyond. And I mean this. I mean, I think way beyond most comics I know. Certainly way beyond me. But looking at it now, after a year like this year, when we kind of are now reaching the point where we're creating, we're going back. We are going back to repeat this shit. I would understand we're not going to get any, you know, that much further, but not that we're going to try to fight this shit again. Unbelievable, truly. But what a shit burger of a year. And a word I rarely use, a word he rarely uses, and we'll have to make some decisions about him moving forward. And I'm sorry that there has not been the kind of outcry that has made it easier for me to do this. And so here I am as the year literally flops toward a close after probably one of the shittier Christmases I've ever had. No one's fault. I'm a little under the weather. I couldn't get to see my friends on a Christmas Day as I have until that stinking pandemic, that incredible feasts that we would enjoy. Not only a lunch of massive proportions that I knew I was going to lose this year because selfishly my friends went off to New Orleans to have a feast with themselves and their family. And but I was not able to get to my friend, my other friend Neil's house. I was here by myself, just watching football, hoping I was going to win one of the pools I'm in, win that pool that I'm in. Nope, of course not. First game, fuck me, that was that. And then it just slid down there after that. So, but I'm here in my cable access studio, which is about all the all this year truly really deserves is a cable access studio. This one is too fancy for it. Even I have a cable access studio that's too fancy for the end of this year. Okay? God, I've said this, a year that ends Hannity, it turns out, says that he never believed in the big lie. He always knew that that the boat was the boat and that Biden had won. He always knew Biden had won. He always knew Biden had won. He always knew Biden had won. There are no jokes that can be made. This isn't, unless you're making, how do you make a joke out of 1984? All right? I'm just not that good. I'm not. There's no joke. Fucking, it's disgusting. There should be a trial. He should be taken to court. And but not even him, okay? The Fox News should be taken to court. Can't use the word news. And they knew. They knew that Trump had not won. They knew it. And they reported it over and over and over again and allowed their, whatever their... is also MSNBC, allows folks who were essentially commentators to work off news that is not real. But I mean, I have to say this year, Fox certainly wins the not real award. MSNBC didn't go that far, but they certainly have got commentators telling you what the news is from time to time and spinning it a bit. But this is insanity. Okay? Does that mean I'm a liberal? Does that mean I'm a liberal socialist, pinko? No. Just means you got to have some fucking common sense. Stop this. Please. All right? I'm supposed to find this. I'm supposed to accept this? This is acceptable for a news station to know the truth and to not tell you what the truth is, but to tell you the lie? I mean, that's in a fictional movie. We can't live fiction. Where my mother was toward the end, I don't know if I could get this through to her, but I think she, from what I could tell, was certainly picking it up on her own. Not that she could explain it, but certainly in her reactions to things. I think she had more to say to the caregivers than she did to me. I think she felt that she'd already done everything she could to convince me, and it hadn't really worked. So she was moving on in hopes of having others follow the Tao, T-A-O, of Jeanette. A book that will be published next year. No. Boy, I'll tell you this, though. This winter freeze shit coming right, perfect ending to a shit burger of a year, huh? Perfect. Drop a subarctic, you know, what do they call it? I'm going to find, what do they call this? Oh, yeah, a bomb cyclone. What the fuck does that mean? What does a bomb cyclone mean? Why would you call it a bomb cyclone? What does it have to do with that? I'm going to look it up right now. This is a bomb cyclone. Is how rapidly the pressure drops in the low pressure mass by at least 24 millibars, whatever that means, in 24 hours. Yes, I know what that means. This quickly increases the pressure differences or a gradient between the two air masses, making the winds stronger. The process of rapid intensification has a name. And I love the name Bombogenesis, the name of my new rock group, Bombogenesis. Okay? Literally, that description sounds exactly what my stomach was like, which is what made for a rough week this week. I think I had a Bombogenesis going on down there, or a bomb cyclone for sure. You know, we end the year that way. Unbelievable, going through the whole country, frozen solid. I went, my hallway is in the apartment is not heated, so I kind of have to wear a coat into it when I go downstairs. Some people are good with the cold. I mean, but I'm talking, it's like it's just a little warmer than the weather outside, and it was cold as fuck here, and God bless. Imagine it was the worst storm in the history of in the last 50 years in Buffalo. I cannot imagine. I mean, I was up there a number of times in the dead of winter, and it was shitty, but you know, survivable. This must have been beyond belief. And I'm sure there'll be three documentary films about it. I hope so, because I just unbelievable to me that it gets that fucking cold at this point in time, and we have nothing within our grasp in terms of dealing with weather. We have this, we have a phone that allows us to see, you know, get all sorts of information, gather all sorts of things, be able to communicate immediately. Can do a health scan. Fucking thing can health scan you. But can it do anything about the weather? No. Well, you know what? I think it's bullshit. And I've already begun in my act to put the kind of pressure I can put on being a comic to make sure that we finally start dealing with the weather as opposed to coming up with a new way to use this phone. Really, it's, you know, now you can edit an entire movie, even a movie that's not yours. If you want to re-edit E.T., you can do it right there on your phone. And it only costs you, stop, Lewis. Whew. But that kind of weather just goes back to proving my point about bears and hibernation. They're the most brilliant animals on Earth, by far. By far. Especially when it comes to winter, no animal just says, fuck it. I'm done. I've eaten enough. I've stored my nuts and berries. I'm wandering into a cave. I'm laying down. I'm not watching TV. I'm not doing shit. I'm going to take a snooze. And then when it gets warm, I'm going to wake up. You know? That is, well, that's fucking brilliant. That's what that is. It is fucking brilliant. Sometimes I wish I were a bear. I mean, not enough that I would spend I want to spend my whole life as a bear. I don't really want to come back as a bear. If I'm coming back, I'd like to come back as a human. And at least one that, you know, kind of enjoys his human life, not a human who comes back and is being tortured for whatever possible reason, of which, when you look at it, I mean, they're still getting pounded in the Ukraine. And he has to come here and beg for money. It'd be ridiculous. Have him fly in and put himself at risk, put a country's leader at risk to make a plea to us. Kiss the ring finger. Fuck us. Bitching and moaning. You know, we become the country that should know the lesson. And the lesson was you leave to create another country because you don't want to be ruled by a king. Well, what are we? Huh? It's important for us to be, it's the only difference between this and Trump, in a sense, is that with this, it's not, well, you better come over here and talk to us because, you know, that some of the people on the other side are a little sketchy about this. Really? We have to convince these people? What side are they on at this point? I can't imagine going through. We're going through this, and it's hell, and they are going through it with bombs and without, like, massive generators or all any kind of other options and all sorts of countries that have to kind of open doors, the kind of doors that we still have to open as we end of the year with all of those immigrants at the border. We talked about that last week. And we have to push ourselves just before Christmas. We had to push, the Congress had to push itself to make a final decision on the $1.7 trillion. And then didn't come up with the thing that would help the kids. And didn't come up with, and didn't come up with, and didn't come up with. Four major tax breaks that would help those who truly needed the help. Unbelievable. So that we could pass it. That's our concept of compromise, is on the backs of the least, those who can handle it the least. At Christmas, this has got to stop. This can't be anything that goes on like this. I've said it, I don't know how many times you just say it. It is our money, okay? They don't get to decide at the very last minute whether the budget works or not. No. Mm-mm. They cannot put a gun to each other's heads and say, if we don't get what we want, we're just going to, you're going to shoot us in the head, we'll shoot you in the head. Then we'll see how the world fares if America isn't able to operate its government. You don't get to stop shit, okay? What should be done is if they can't decide, it rolls over until they grow up enough to talk about it. And they certainly didn't by screwing the poor again. We are oblivious. We are totally oblivious to those who need it most. Just stunning. Well, at least they passed it. And I guess the only reason it being it was Christmas and they had to get home. Whew. What a bunch of selfish pigs. Oh, man. Wow. And, of course, we come out of the year of another year in which it turns out that the highest cause of death among children is, gun-related. Highest cause of death. I'm not sure if that's, I'm sure that's exactly right. And if not, you know, that's something that should be made up, Mr. Hannity, in order to get people like you to pay attention to what the fuck is happening out there. So it's just unbelievable, unconscionable. We can't have these kind of gun laws because we, the people, are not mature enough to deal with these gun laws. It's that simple. When, in order to perform a more perfect unit, it was discovered that those who were trying to perform, who were trying to form that more perfect union, were really imperfect and really immature on levels that no one had ever imagined, then there should be laws that should be stricken. And that law is you don't get to have all the guns you want. You don't. It's that simple. We'll talk about that more another time. It's time to move on. I got things to do. And I already went on longer than I thought I would, so I feel pretty good about that. With a reported surge in the number of U.S. married couples who live apart so they don't get on each other's nerves. There's been a surge in couples living apart so they don't get on each other's nerves. Oh, man. About 4 million married Americans currently live separately from their spouses. That's a 25% increase from the year 2000. Wowie, wow, wow, wow. They're not living together. That's how good we are with each other. These are people who love each other. And then, of course, the big news, for those who have always found that they have always thought, God, I'd like to have sex with a snake, but do they have a clitoris? Well, they do. They not only have clitorises, they got two of them. Mm-mm. God, makes you weep, really. But, you know, well, most men have trouble with one. Can't imagine what that's, what this, I guess the snakes, I guess, are more instinctive. They knew where they were. And that's it. As we roll into this week's incredible group of rants from Fort Wayne, Indiana. It should be noted that Fort Wayne is one of the few cities. I only played there once as a comic. Stayed literally at the end of a I was at a hotel where essentially two highways intersect, and I remember there being a strip club in the tiny mall, and it was too cold to go over there, and it was really too depressing at the edge of the universe. Where two highways intersected in Fort Wayne. What's really depressing is that Fort Wayne, it should be noted, used to be, back when, this is how times have changed, the Fort Wayne Pistons played there. That's right. Now the Detroit Pistons. And I would imagine their starters on the team that plays in Detroit, whose salaries may be larger than the budget, than the city budget of Fort Wayne. I'll have to check that for next time. I'm not going to make you sit here and watch me go through that. I want to thank everybody who sent in all of the rants from, that you'll hear from Fort Wayne. They were, I think you'll find, as always, there's some very, very good ones and some terrific surprises. I want to be sure to thank all of you who have been so supportive of this Rantcast. And for those of you who've shared your incredible words with us, it has meant the world to me to be able to read them. It is for those that I haven't read yet, I will do my damnedest too. I really do hope, that you at least feel that it gives you a joy, whether I read your rant or not. It should. It certainly, I think, gets it off your chest. And you all have really shown an exceptional knack for writing, which is, I think, more than most people would expect, especially considering how dumb we appear to be. It's a group. I'm not saying us, I'm saying it's a group. And so truly, we stumbled toward the finish line of this year, and I am glad that we're almost out of it. I think it'll be a step in the right direction, just so we don't have to say 2022. Take care of each other. Okay? That's what matters. My love to all of you, and for all, and thank you for all you've given me and for all you mean to me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We're in downtown Fort Wayne, Indiana, at the beautiful, really beautiful Embassy Theater. And the last time I was in Fort Wayne was 2009. That's the truth. And then today is the first day that they said, okay, you can come back now. I appeared here once. I did a comedy club in like 1992 and 2009. And then I guess the way things are going, I'm like Haley's Comet. But it's been a pleasure being with you this evening, and I'm going to just roll right into this. This is from, and I'm going to just tell you from the start, there's a lot of people here tonight getting a lot off their chest about the community you live in and the state you live in. If it's something that you disagree with, write in, and I will read it. I'm serious. If I don't read it during one of these, I will read it when there are times that when we're not doing shows that I read a bunch of them in that we will use. I promise if you come back to this pisses you off, write about it. But I mean it. But I didn't get that kind of stuff. I didn't get, this is the most glorious place I've ever lived, okay? I did not get that. So for those of you who are still upset about the fact that you didn't go to the potluck supper, this is an opportunity. All right. Mary Kinder, or I think I'm, is it, it's it, or Kinder. It's so hard to live in Indiana as a liberal. I used to love Indiana. Now I know it's just the Florida of the North. Well,
Right in. Don't go boo. You're not Casper the Friendly Ghost, fucker. Right in. I'm sitting here. That's what I do. I read what's written in. And if you don't, that's how come Mary got to be heard. And you got your boo. You're sitting in the audience. You had the option. You went, mm-mm. I'm gonna put my hand in my pants. That was just for you. It's the those of you watching, you won't understand that. This is from Jason Clevenger. Welcome to Fort Wayne, the city of churches. I guess three priests in the back. Be sure to visit our new Promenade Park, located near the overcrowded county jail, community corrections, and multiple courthouses. Take your whole family and sit by the river and watch the dead decomposing bodies float by while their rotten juices get sucked up by the water treatment plant. While visiting the park, be sure to bring plenty of cash and cigarettes for the panhandlers and homeless living under the bridges. Take a long walk along the River Greenway with sidewalks ankle-deep in goose shit, where signs and little bags remind you to pick up your dog's turd. While on your walk, you may come to Headwaters Park, but be careful. The county sheriff may be there drunk and physically assault your child. I didn't expect this to be your reaction. When leaving the park, enjoy one of our newly engineered roads or intersections designed by foreign immigrants at our street department. The new diverging diamond, which requires you to drive on the left side of the road in front of a hospital, is especially fun. Senior citizens trying to get to the emergency room, confused beyond belief when forced to drive the wrong fucking way down the road. I guess it's good for hospital business. Be mindful of crosswalks in the middle of intersections, as the yellow flashing lights do not mean stop for people in the crosswalks. It's the pedestrian's responsibility. While on your trip through our city, you may encounter one of the many new roundabouts. These new modern marvels are a treat for seniors, and it's where they like to park their cars in the middle of grassy areas and watch the cars go round. If you're not confused enough, try the roundabout with a train track and stoplights going right through the middle of it. Is that true? I thought we were trying to get rid of the fucking stoplights. We should be engineering our roads with senior Midwestern engineers that know we like stoplights and driving on the right side of the road. Thank you, Jason. And a follow-up from Ramona Peterson. Why does road construction barricade off 40 miles of highway when they only work on a half mile at a time? We need a real woman in charge of transportation. Not a wannabe gay guy. Wow, you've got a story going on here. I've no fucking clue. This is from Emily Drum. I'm sending a last minute rant before my husband and I leave for your show. So she doubted it would be read, and a lot of shit annoys me. She needed to get this off her chest, by the way. And this is real. I may have to. Well, okay, I'm just going to read it. Shut up. A lot of shit annoys me, but nothing takes the cake lately like the tomfuckery that is Indiana politicians and abortion rights. I'm sure you know by now that we Hoosiers, a term I still don't fucking get. In my hometown of St. Louis, Hoosier means redneck, giving new meaning to the garbage company here of Hoosier disposal. proudly won the race of being the first state to pass new, harsher abortion restrictions after the overturn of Roe versus Wade. While a judge recently blocked the abortion ban on Thursday, I think we all know that isn't going to last long. Soon we'll be back to the restrictions practically across the board. Now, I should mention that I myself have been fortunate enough not to have ever needed an abortion or even needed to consider it. But I know friends who have and 100% support the decision. Why? Because it's none of my fucking business anyway. My husband and I have a 2-year-old daughter, a child we planned on having and had the means and home life to do so. But if those factors had not been in place, if we suddenly found ourselves in a dire financial situation, or if I was in an abusive relationship that was dangerous to leave, you bet your ass I'd like to know it was a possible option. Not to mention the rare cases now where abortion is allowed, such as medical emergency, where the mother's life may be in danger. You know that that kind of situation is kind of time sensitive and maybe shouldn't need to be put through the legal ringer before you can act. An emergency, doctors have enough shit to deal with without having to defend their patients' legal rights during a race against the clock. And none of this would have been possible without the help of our brave Indiana representatives and senators, a group largely consisted of white men who likely haven't seen their own dicks since the Bush administration. I've been harassed by enough old white men to know that when they work so hard to take someone else's power over themselves, it's to compensate for some other small problem. Pathetic. And don't get me started on our friend Mike Pence. How can someone who's never even seen a vagina have so many opinions about mine? Anyway, I survived almost an entire pregnancy in a pandemic, so I know how to handle stress, but I was really hoping I wouldn't have to the second time around. Now, instead of a second chance at a possibly normal experience in family planning, I get to have a fun conversation with my OBGYN about what constitutes a life-threatening situation during pregnancy and planning for every possible outcome before I even decide to get pregnant. I can't believe this is the reality my daughter might have to grow up in. Almost makes me wish for a boy whenever we do have another baby. Although I can swear to you right now that if I do, he's going to learn to fight alongside his mother for women to have every right over her own body. Because that's what real men do. I will say that I was born and raised in a time. I went through high school, and it was abortions were completely illegal in this country. I went through a portion of my college years. All of my college abortions were illegal. It was like, and I'll just tell you, I knew women that needed them. And it was like, living at that time in a fucking cave to have to fucking figure out and to traverse and to be able to do things and to put yourself in danger. I don't give a shit, but it is something that I will never forget during my upbringing. It's phone conversations. I had the phone late into the night, and we're going to put other people through that. Okay. Good luck. Good luck, Indiana. I probably shouldn't have shared. But I just think it's important. I just think there was a lot of other ways to go around this. And to arrive at a way in which we could have done this. And that there are a lot of a variety of solutions that are out there and we're not taking them. And once again, I don't know how long it's going to take because we don't do anything until the last minute. This is from Vicky Wolf Bender. I came in the other day when I was in, and this is Mike Pence. She's also a Hoosier. Mike Pence moved in down the street from me, and I don't know how to be a good neighbor. I can't invite him over without Mother to supervise his visit. If I take him cupcakes, I can't use rainbow sprinkles. And if I invite him over for game night, Hangman is definitely off the table. Yeah, maybe I just should have said that Mike Pence moved in down the street from me. Enough said. I leave you with these two pieces by a couple that are here this evening. This is Lance Heppner. I was a delivery driver for almost 20 years, and for the love of God, stop telling your delivery driver to stay cool. It's 100 fucking degrees. Stay warm. It's fucking minus 10. Stay dry. It's a fucking monsoon outside. And don't work too hard when you see that I have a van full of deliveries. Give me a fucking break. It's Indiana, and there's only 1 month where it's nice outside. And this is from Ashley Heppner. Dear customer looking for their FedEx package. I am but one person, low in the pecking order at that, so please, 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 for the love of all that's holy, have a tracking ID when you call in. No, I cannot look it up by your address nor by your name. How many John Smiths can there be? There's a whole fucking lot of them. Okay, so you've already called in once asking for your package to be held for pickup. Cool. You and about 100 other people. So when you come to get your package, have your tracking ID ready then too. I'm not clairvoyant, nor am I sitting here staring at your package and your package alone, waiting for you to come in to get it or call in about it. Just fucking help me help you, and it'll get you so much further than having an attitude as soon as I answer the phone. Asking for a manager likely won't get you much further than I can, because I've been working here for over 20 years and most managers don't know their dick from a hose on the ground. And guess what? Half the time people that do that, I just change my tone of voice and get back on the phone to tell you the exact same fucking thing I just said, because that's what 99% of the managers would do anyway. There's a near 100% chance I haven't seen your fucking package. I work in the office, not in a dock where the packages are moved and stored. And I don't know your dipshit driver unless that driver was my husband. And I can then pretty much guarantee that, in fact, you're the dipshit, as he was there, the most sought after driver by all the contractors before he decided to stop driving altogether. Much to my long awaited glee, it's not hard to be a nice person, as the old saying goes. You can get way more flies with honey than vinegar. Just don't be an asshole. It's that fucking simple. Thank you very much, Fortney. Thank you all for writing in.
Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salter. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.